In combat, men stay underground in daylight and do their work in the night. Good health is a curse. Trench foot, pneumonia, severe uncontrollable diarrhea, a broken leg are priceless gifts. There is a limit to how long a man can function effectively in this topsy-turvy world. For some, mental breakdown comes early. Army psychiatrists found that in Normandy, between 10 and 20% of the men in rifle companies suffered some form of mental disorder during the first week and either fled or had to be taken out of the line. Many, of course, returned to their units later. For others, visible breakdown never occurs, but nevertheless, effectiveness breaks down. The experiences of men in combat produces emotions stronger than civilians can know. Emotions of terror, panic, anger, sorrow, bewilderment, helplessness, uselessness, and each of these feelings drained energy and mental stability. There is no such thing as getting used to combat, the Army psychiatrist stated in an official report on combat exhaustion. Each moment of combat imposes a strain so great that men will break down in direct relation to the intensity and duration of their exposure. Psychiatric casualties are as inevitable as gunshot and shrapnel wounds in warfare. Most men were ineffective after 180 or even 140 days. The general consensus was that a man reached his peak of effectiveness in the first 90 days of combat, that after that his efficiency began to fall off, and that he became steadily less valuable thereafter until he was completely useless. By January 3, 1945, Easy Company had spent 23 days on the front line in Normandy, 78 in Holland, 15 in Belgium, a total of 116. Statistically, the whole company was in danger of breaking down at any time. There was no German infantry follow-up attack that night, nor in the morning. The medics cleared out the wounded. The bodies of the dead stayed out there, frozen, for several more days. Lieutenant Dyke reappeared. Things got back to normal. On January 5th, E Company was pulled back to regimental reserve south of Foix. There, two men, the acting battalion commander and the first sergeant of E Company, thought about the same problem, the officers of that company. As Winters put it, "I look at the junior officers and my company commanders, and I grind my teeth. Basically, we had weak lieutenants. I didn't have faith in them. What the hell can I do about this?" He knew that if he were lucky enough to get some additional officers, they would be replacements just over from the States after completing a hurry-up training program.